You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Camp Roberts. We're here with Colonel Robert Horvath, Garrison Commander. Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hi, Tom. I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for taking time and to interview me and find out a little bit more about what's going on here at Camp Roberts.
You know, Camp Roberts, you can see it from the freeway, but what's going on inside of the gates is a mystery to most.
Well, here at Camp Roberts, we're just over 43,000 acres, and we are a large maneuver area for most of the California National Guard predominantly, but we support all of the different branches of the military and local law enforcement agencies, Cal Fire. There's a lot of different training that happens here. We have a lot of structures which facilitate the interaction and the capabilities for all the local law enforcement, civilian agencies, and the military to proficiently execute and train on their duty.
So all said and done, training is everything. Training is why you exist.
Yes, we are here to support the training of all of those entities.
Mm-hmm. And you have specific training exercises that are scheduled throughout the year. And now that we're facing COVID-19 in the midst of it, I bet you've had to make some adjustments and changes.
Yes, COVID is actually, the global impact. And here in California and the United States, we are still open for business, though. There is still training that's happening here. In the midst of all this, all of the military forces still need to maintain their proficiency as well as support the local governments in combating this pandemic.
Everything having to do with the military, as far as the troops are concerned, has to do with close proximity to one another. You and I are driving around base in a Humvee. We're inches away. A bus, barracks, all of those issues are hypersensitized for you.
Yes. Even in the conduct of the training, though, the safety of both the populace and the service members is the highest priority. And as we're going through and the soldiers are going through their training, we're implementing all of those health protective condition measures to mitigate the risk and potential transmission of COVID-19. So there, we're executing all of the physical proximity distancing between the soldiers. If they are in close proximity to each other, then they have their masks on, eye protective, all of those risk mitigation measures in order to make sure that we can still continue to train but meet our mission requirement.
And how about testing?
Well, right now, the testing, as you came into the post, you'll see that we have an elevated health protective measure. And so anybody that's coming into the installation, into Camp Roberts, we are making sure that they're not exhibiting any of the COVID-related symptoms. We're taking the temperatures. We're asking them a series of questions to make sure that once they come into the installation, that they are not at risk of transmitting that to anybody else.
And going forward, here we are coming into summertime, and this is historically when you do a lot of training. What has shifted and how has it changed?
Well, for most of the California National Guard, there are still units coming here training, but as you're well aware, the California National Guard is supporting all of the efforts here in California with all of the counties. The National Guard are community-based organizations, so they're in the communities and they're helping with a lot of the food distribution, transportation of any of those essential items. They're working in the medical treatment facilities within those communities. But they're still coming here to Camp Roberts to conduct training each and every weekend and throughout the weeks. They come to do their weapons qualification and meet all of those individual readiness requirements to stand ready to respond to any requirements from local government or the president.
North of you, there's Hunter Liggett, which is a U.S. Army Reserve training base. And you are different in that you're a California National Guard base. And a euphemism is citizen soldier, right?
Definitely,
so,
Tom.
So talk to us about how you differ from the regular Army and Army Reserve.
Well, the Army Reserve, north at Hunter Liggett, the commander is Colonel Bell, and Camp Roberts and Fort Hunter Liggett actually serve as a regional collective training site and center. So the two bases are actually joined by a tank trail, which offers the ability to transition from one location, one base, to the other one. Mm-hmm. And in World War II, the two bases were pretty much synonymous. Mm-hmm. Lots of training went on from both Camp Roberts and at Fort Hunter Liggett.
And up to...
all the way up to Fort Ord. But some of the differences, we both support training on some of the land and range complexes. We complement each other. Some of the things we have here, actually, Fort Hunter Liggett does not. So they would not duplicate, the Department of Defense and Department of the Army would not duplicate mm-hmm. range capabilities. We actually complement each other.
Right. But your troops, they might be on Monday, they might be an accountant, they might be a plumber.
Definitely, citizen soldiers.
Yeah.
You know, we are in the communities, and so the reserves, they're actually citizens, you know, mm-hmm. They're
similar,
in the communities,
yeah.
Very similar, but just we have, the California National Guard has a nexus for the state government. So we support the governor of the states, and that provides us the ability. We're on the federal side for the Army Reserves. Mm-hmm. They're on the federal side and supporting the Department of Army and federal status. We're the National Guard, we support the state government primarily. Now, we can be activated and support the federal government, and we would transition into a Title 10 as opposed to a Title 32 mm-hmm. State Guards.
Camp Roberts, being a California National Guard training center, is more than that. It is a town. It's bigger than a lot of the communities around. You have a chow hall. You have medical facilities. You have everything, and it's... you're like the mayor.
Very true, Tom. So Camp Roberts, we actually have a little over 132 personnel that actually support the garrison activities. But here on Camp Roberts, we have well over 200, almost up to 300 individuals that actually are here day in and day out.
And these are primarily civilian support.
Very mm-hmm. much civilian support.
Mm-hmm. And what might they do?
So Camp Roberts, as you indicated, is just like a little town, mm-hmm. Like any other municipality. So we have trash services, we have water services, we have a sewer plant here, and we have the post exchange, we have a dining facility, we have lodging so individuals can come, we have an RV park, we have a lot of individuals that not only transient troops, but civilians, retired military personnel, or other federal employees that come and use and stay here at Camp Roberts.
Talk to us a little bit more about how your mission has changed and has evolved due to COVID-19.
Well, we pretty much are still open for business as we always have been, other than just implementing those health protective risk mitigation measures to make sure we're not transmitting or spreading the COVID virus. But all the essential elements and critical elements of a town still continue. Now, in training, so we are, if they're not, as the health protective measures have increased, we're a little bit between Bravo and Charlie right now in those mm-hmm. health protective measures. So,
and Charlie being more severe.
Yes, Charlie is more severe. So it goes Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, and then Delta mm-hmm. is the most severe.
And we don't want to go Delta.
We don't want to go Delta. So by making sure that everybody is implementing it, mm-hmm. that those stay home, Camp Roberts have implemented those measures as well. So we have, to the greatest extent possible, if an individual is not critically necessary or they can perform their job performance duties mm-hmm. at home, they're telecommuting, they're staying home to mitigate that risk. Now, there are some things that an individual, you know, workers have to come and physically be present to do. So in those circumstances, the workers come and they're at the post exchange, they're at the dining facility, but they're just taking those mitigation measures and making sure that they have the mask on. We're staying as far as possible from each other.
So taking it to the next level, ongoing training exercises, in specifics, how have you adjusted and modified training?
Well, the training exercises, for the most part, as those Defense Department travel bans were in place, most of the exercises have kind of shifted to the right to later in the summer, and some of them are just kind of temporarily on hold mm-hmm. until some of those travel restrictions lift. And then we are already beginning to see an increase in some of those training site reservations for the ranges or training areas for either civilian agencies or military units that are planning to come when they believe that those future dates, the restrictions for travel, might be lifted.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a paradoxical mission, a military mission, in that you have to train for the worst case scenario, and here you are.
Very true. The military, we stand, we are a very skilled force, and California National Guard, this is right up our alley. The service members are professional, they're highly trained, highly skilled, and we're able to respond very quickly to any and all instances. And military members, California National Guard, are able to perform in the worst scenarios. And COVID-19 is no exception to that. It is really a pandemic that is influencing all areas and facets of life. And the California National Guard is right in on the front lines and performing duties to make sure that we stand ready to assist the governor and the citizens of California to the greatest extent possible.
So Camp Roberts, being a California National Guard base, it's almost like a fire department away. You guys have to be locked and loaded and ready to respond. Fortunately, so far, the bell has not gone off. But let's say things do get worse. You know, what are the plans? You know, what's the scenario?
Well, for Camp Roberts, yeah, we do have to stand ready to respond at a moment's notice. And the Adjutant General, Major General Baldwin, has some very specific guidance for California National Guard and what our response requirements are, because we have a commitment to the governor of California. But for Camp Roberts, other than just being an area where the forces come to train and keep their individual readiness, Camp Roberts also provides that capability that if something was to happen and COVID would actually spread throughout the state, we have a location here where we could keep the forces safe and protected and able to respond to any other requirements besides COVID. And we stand ready to respond to whatever the requirements are. And we provide that force multiplier for not only this state, but any other requirements throughout the nation.
So it's interesting that life on Camp Roberts parallels to a great extent the life of everybody. We have all kind of hunkered down and, you know, like I'm catching up on a lot of the things I always talked about getting around to doing. Now I'm doing it. So you're probably doing some housekeeping and doing some catch-up.
Very true. So as the forces reduce here, so as I indicated previously, we're working on telecommuting if an individual can operate and perform their requirements from home, then they're teleworking and they're performing them at home. But also because the forces are supporting all of the states and national requirements related to COVID, we have a reduced population right now on Camp Roberts, and we're doing some housekeeping. So we're going through and we're trying to prepare for when the training number of troops that will arrive in the future to train and do their individual readiness requirements and collective training requirements. So we're kind of getting those ranges because we can do those housekeeping items with that physical separation. So that allows us to do range maintenance and some building maintenance, those kinds of things that a lot of times when we have a large number of troops here, a high population, then it's kind of difficult to achieve those things. So we're taking advantage of what's happening right now and the reduced numbers of personnel on Camp Roberts to achieve some of those maintenance requirements.
One of the ongoing missions of Camp Roberts is your fire training, and we're coming into fire season. So this is something you can't defer. You have to be locked and loaded now.
Very true, yes. And so we do those annual control burns.
So you'll be doing that.
We will be doing that. The recent rains and persistent high humidity here has actually kept everything relatively green, but we're expecting here over the next 4 or 5 weeks that the hills will begin to turn brown again. And in order to make sure that we do that annual maintenance, we will be planning to conduct a burn sometime late May, early June as normal.
So your control burns are literally twofold. And on one hand, it gives a wonderful opportunity for fire suppression training, But number two, you're providing safety for the base itself. Talk to us about the preventative benefits of controlled burns.
It actually has twofold, like you indicated. It actually provides an opportunity for regrowth and vegetation and life sustainment, but it actually provides an opportunity for local fire agencies to maintain proficiency. And we bring in other agencies in a collective organization and work together to achieve training and assist each other in those preventative measures.
CAL FIRE would be an integral part of that.
Yes, CAL FIRE. We have San Luis Obispo, Monterey Fire. So all those agencies work together and use it as a training opportunity for their fire crews.
Colonel Robert Horvath, Garrison Commander, Camp Roberts, thank you so much for sharing. What a great morning.
Well, thank you, Tom. It's been a privilege talking with you and getting the word out to the local community on everything that Camp Roberts has to offer and what we're currently doing amidst this national pandemic.
Thank you, Robert. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Camp Roberts.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.